Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Thursday, June 2nd, 2022. Today he is reminding us of our oneness, our divinity, and of the necessity to let go of all self-doubt. No one needs to seek love. To awaken is your destiny, because being one with Source, being fully aware in complete conscious wakefulness in every moment, is your constant state. As humans in form, it is difficult for you to conceive of such a state, because you are almost constantly being distracted by your worldly concerns and interests. They are, of course, totally appropriate while you are in form, as they assist you in maintaining your physical well-being. However, you do not need to spend almost all your waking hours focused on those concerns and issues, whereas you do need to spend quiet time every day connecting with Source by sitting peacefully as you invite love into your hearts to embrace you and reinvigorate your energy fields. There is still a lot of stuff arising planet-wide that takes a heavy toll on everyone in form. So resting and recuperating deep within yourselves daily is essential. Otherwise, it becomes very difficult for you to share and extend to humanity the love that each one of you is, and which is your reason for being incarnate at this moment in humanity's spiritual evolution. To awaken. We are watching over you with intense love as your awakening process approaches its most magnificent conclusion. And it will indeed be most dramatic and uplifting for you all, way beyond your wildest dreams. You incarnated to be present in form at this moment, and not one of you will be disappointed. Nevertheless, this short period of time remaining before the miracle occurs is proving to be very stressful for everyone, so be aware of this and intensify your intent to be only loving whatever arises. You know that you are love, one with Mother, Father, God. You know this divine truth deep within yourselves, and yet you allow your egoic doubts to hide this from you with distractions. I am unworthy. I am a guilty sinner. I am not good enough. God couldn't love me. All of which are utterly and completely invalid. Because you are one in every moment, one with God, none of these doubts or beliefs could ever be true, because the One, you, is eternally perfect in every way. The best way that you can honor Mother, Father, God is by honoring and respecting yourselves. Until you do that, you will continue to find yourselves projecting those judgments onto others and condemning them. Self-condemnation, as you attempt to relieve or disown your own sense of inadequacy. You are not inadequate. How could you be inadequate when you are divine creations, the eternally beloved children of God? Yes, as humans in form, you are different from one another. You are, each and every one of you, without any exceptions, individuals with different skills and creative abilities. Therefore, do not compare yourselves to others. To do so is meaningless, because you need to work together harmoniously and lovingly, using your own individual skills and abilities, and thus awaken into the reality of your oneness, your inseparability from Source, and therefore from one another. Source is creation, and so therefore are you. Your nature is continuously conjoined with and cooperating with Mother, Father, God, creating beauty in an infinite expression of love. You all love beauty, beautiful flowers, blossoms, gardens, trees, sunsets, animals, and people. And that is what you are unceasingly creating in myriad magnificent variations for the joy of all. You are all beings of eternal joy, and yet that is what you spend most of your lives in form, seeking outside yourselves, as for most of your lives it does not appear to be present or accessible. But it is within you and is instantly attainable for you when you allow yourselves to release your grasp on judgment of the world and its people, especially those close to you with whom you interact regularly. Judgment is a skill that you begin to learn in infancy, as you are regularly judged as not good enough for whatever reason, mostly very minor, and your learning of this skill never ceases, because as you grow you feel an intense need to defend yourselves against the judgments of others, and you do this by judging and blaming those others. For most people this also leads to judging and blaming the worldly environment itself. It's cold, it's raining, it's hot, there are too many people, there are too many wars, people cannot be trusted, it's not fair, for your dissatisfaction and unhappiness with your lives. But the world is, and people are people, so instead of judging and complaining, extending and share love with everyone, because, as you know deep within yourselves, even if you do not wish to accept it, everyone is always doing their best. The fact that you do not think this is true is an invalid judgment and personal belief, and you can just let it go. Mother, Father, God is love and compassion, therefore so are you. Instead of blaming and judging, extend love to all. Yes, some do need to be restrained from harming others, but thoughtfully, wisely and compassionately, as closely as you can manage to the divine way. Remember, Mother, Father, God never blames, judges, or condemns. She embraces all most lovingly. She knows that all in form are desperately seeking love, and the more desperate a person is, the more unloving their behavior tends to be. Anything that is not in alignment with love is a very desperate call for love. Honor that call and help people to awaken to the deep inner knowing that they are love. No one needs to seek love because your nature, love, is with you in every moment, waiting patiently to be discovered as you let go of the egoic distractions that hide your true nature from yourselves. When you finally find love within yourselves, and you will, all judgment has fallen away, and, miraculously, you are most happily at peace with yourselves in complete self-acceptance and in loving and compassionate acceptance of all others. Your loving brother, Jesus.